All we know is being human. Is being divine more fun? All we know is being human. Is being divine more fun? Good question. Have we ever thought about being human? Have we ever thought about being divine? Have we ever thought about the allness that we have the possibility of being? What does it mean to be divine? To be human, we understand that very well. We have lived as human beings all of our awareness life. But in our moments of meditation, in our moments of introspection, in our moments of sort of drifting back into our consciousness and being aware of something very special going on there, have we ever wondered what it was that was going on? Have we ever wondered what it was that is happening inside of us that's saying to us, you are divine, you are beautiful, you are wonderful? Have we ever wondered about it? And of course we have. We have wondered about it and we have thought about it. We've talked and read about divine people. We have talked to many divine people in our life, including ourselves, and we have read about many people who have lived lives of spiritual magnificence. And as we read about these people, we feel, yes, that's a very comfortable way to be. Yes, I feel that is me. That is something that I might do. And as I feel that is something that I might do, I think, wow, how great that is, how fantastic that is, how beautiful that is. What a marvelous way to be. What a marvelous way to live. And what is it that I'm marveling at in the way that they're living? Are they super trained as an artist or a musician or some talented being? Or are they listening to the divine within them more beautifully? Have they taken the time to listen? Have they thought that whatever is within them is so fantastic, so beautiful, so glorious, that that's where they really want to go? That's what they really want to be. That's important to them. Have you ever thought of that particular thought? Have you ever thought of that particular idea in you, that you are at peace? You are love. Have you ever looked at your world and said, I live in a world of unconditional love. I live in a world of unconditional peace. I live in a world of goodness. And why? Because I look at everyone as being good and beautiful. I have not the ability within me, one teensy-weensy little bit, to think of judgment of another being, to think of something about another person being less than divine, less than wonderful. And because of that, that's what I am and who I am. That's what you are and who you are. When you can spend every single moment of your awareness and say, all is good, all is good, all is good, all is in divine right order, all is in divine right order, all is good. When you can look at any being on the face of the earth and see God, when you can look at any being on the face of the earth and see good, when you can look at any being on the face of the earth, including yourself, and see the ideal being there, that's where we want to live all of the time. We step out of our human mode and into our divine mode. Our divine mode is always there. It's always available to us to be aware of it, to enjoy it, to participate in it, to live it, to know it. It's always there. It never goes away. We may turn our attention to something else other than our divine self, but our divine self is always there. We read about the Egyptians with their pyramids and with their great studies and their introspective beingness, and we say, what glorious, spiritually illumined people they are. We look at some of the great masters down through the ages and we say, my, what glorious beings they are. These people are nothing special. All they have done is to pay attention to their divine self. It's always there for you and for them. It's always there for everyone. But to pay attention to our divine self over and above anything else, to be aware of our divine self and know our divine self and know that that is all that really matters. That is all that really counts in our life. When we can do that, when we can know that, when we can experience that, when we can love that, then we have made that wonderful step. We have made that wonderful journey into the allness now. And as we've made that journey into the allness now, we're there. We're there. All we know is being human, we think. Is being divine more fun? Being divine is satisfaction, fulfillment. Being divine is peace within yourself. Being divine is knowing within yourself that all is in divine order and you are that divine order right now. Being divine is something so fantastic and so normal. Do you think that the beings who have stepped into their awareness of their divine self feel any more that they are better than somebody else, that they are, have achieved some greatness? It's like when you have done something that you are satisfied in yourself for, you say, that's good, that's good. When you mow your lawn and you do a beautiful job, you say, that's nice. And you have a feeling of contentment, a feeling of satisfaction in yourself. When you've painted your house or you've painted something as an object and you've done it with beautiful paintbrush strokes so that it looks lovely, so that it's, you can not even see the paintbrush strokes, it looks just great. You're satisfied with yourself. That self-satisfaction is not smug. It's self-satisfaction is a feeling of you know that you've done something very nice, very lovely, and you're happy with yourself. And that's what it's all about. You are happy with yourself. You are happy with yourself because that's a feeling of goodness within. It, that feeling of goodness is not a human feeling. Because you don't feel a smugness about it. You don't feel a contentness that the humans feel. You feel that all is in order now. All is in divine order. All is in right order. All is in perfect order. And that feeling that all is in perfect order is such a glorious and good feeling that nothing can compare to it. Why is it we don't spend more time on our spiritual quest? Why is it we don't spend more time listening to the divine within? Why is it we don't do that? Well, the answer is we do it. We just really are not aware of it. You are not aware that you have become a great pianist when you are a great pianist. You just love to play, and you play with brilliance, you play with magnificence. Well, when you step into your spiritual awareness, when you step into your divine awareness, when you are a great pianist, you don't know it. When you're a spiritually illumined person, you don't know it. You just live in that contentment, in that peace, and all is right with your world. All is in harmony with your world. All is in peace with your world. You feel good. You feel very good. And it is done. And such a wonderful thing to be done, so magnificent, so fulfilling, so grand. It can happen to you every moment of your life, as it does to many others. But you can have it knowingly, and that is what matters. So today, make that claim for yourself, as I make it for myself. And I say, all is in divine order. I am peace. I am unconditional love. I love all the world with all my heart and all my soul and all my being. and I am happy. Just like I love you. I love you. I love you.